gave too much of, I don't know if the word is heter. The question last week came up about campus kiruv. I said it there. There's no dark achrina. I was not talking about men being makar of women. There's no such thing. I joke, this is avada, not literally pshat. But how could you say a man is being makar of a woman when the Torah says lo sikruv? Similarly, there are Baruch Hashem enough women therapists around. There's no reason why a man therapist should be doing therapy for a woman. That men go to men and women go to women. A rare occasion, there's some reason for it. Even then, you got to be so careful.
Chance that there's enough women makarvim around?
The only reason there aren't enough women makarvim around is because most kiruv organizations hire the men and want the women to get a job somewhere else so that they don't have to pay so much. I don't see that as any heter whatsoever. Let the kiruv organizations pay a full salary for the husband and wife and let them both do kiruv. To be makel, in arayis for financial reasons, I'm not aware of any such head. Okay. Now we go on. Kol Talmud Chacham Shein Teuche Gevareni Talmud Chacham. Is that true or not? Number the second one is, what's Teuche Gevareni? Another question is, what happened to the Amor Shabayatsvin al Muta? We already spoke about it, but we can talk about it again. Now, what do you do if you see a respected Talmud Chacham and you don't think it's Teuche Gevareni? So, what's Teuche Gevareni? How do you know if someone's Teuche Gevareni? So, I remember I was growing up, I went to the Gemara Shir in our shtiebel. We learned the Sugi and Brachas when they gave out the cruz. Any Talmud Chacham that's not Teuche Gevareni is not welcome. So the Magid Shir, find the Chassidus Shehid. So how do they know? They locked the Beis Medrash. Someone who's Teuche Gevareni found his way in. Nice pshat, right? What's pshat Teuche Gevareni? Tell you another maise. This Magid Shir was the husband of my mother's first cousin. He was a chassid shiyid, but an agudist. He was an edim by my great uncle, who sat in the first row in Satmar. So when he brought his chassan to the Satmar Rebbe, to Rabbi Yoel, Rabbi Yoel was a bit taken aback. He didn't look like a Satmar chassan. So my great uncle told the Satmar Rebbe, it's not Teuche Gevareni. The Rebbe liked it. Okay, what's Teuche Gevareni? It means he's not a faker. He's not a fraud. Obviously, someone who's a fraud, you don't need Chazal to tell you anything about him. It's a sug of tzvuim. That's a different story. You know, that's somebody who, when no one's looking, does averis, he's a balavera. He just puts on a show, kilu, he's a somebody. So even though he happens to know a lot, but l'maisa, he's not a Yerushalmi mitzvah. That's what we're talking about. That's not Teuche Kevaroi. No, that's a tzavua. That Chazal say terrible things about. Oysa maisa zibri revaksham schar ka pinchos, the Gemara says, Gemara saita. That's not ein Teuche Kevaroi. Ein Teuche Kevaroi means that his pnimius is not holding where his chitzonius is. What it means is that his hashkofis are not holding where his maisim are. His hashkofis, meaning his personal, whether it's his emune, his bitochin, his relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, beinoit and levein Hashem. What's doing inside his pnimis, not what he does b'chadrei chadorim. If b'chadrei chadorim he does averis, he's a tzavua. He's a Rosh Marusha. That's not a Talmud Chochem, that's not Teuche Kevaroi. Not Teuche Kevaroi means he's not really holding internally where his maisim are holding. That means in maisa, he's a shoyma Torah mitzvahs medala chumris, even b'chadrei chadorim. It's just that his pnimius is not there. I mean, today we can understand this very well. The tzibur at large of B'nai Torah keeps a level of observance that G'dayli Olam didn't keep generations ago. Baruch Hashem, our diktuk b'mitzvahs. Our diktuk b'mitzvahs. A lulav. Akpedis on a lulav. A magnifying glass to make sure it's not niktam. Our ancestors, though the vision was better. How much better? How much better?
Today we've got more choice.
Not just that we have more choice. It's a different Ruach Hayoim. The diktuk b'mitzvahs of everybody is on a higher level. Baruch Hashem, I'm not trying to knock it. I'm not telling you not to be machmir. And you're right, we do have a choice. We have the ability to do it. Tefillin, Baruch Hashem. Every bar mitzvah kid gets a pair of tefillin that the goyim didn't have. Baruch Hashem, kashrus, there was soymech, and I'm not just talking about the ingredients readers in America. I'm talking about what they were soymech on, mipnei adchak in the olden days. Baruch Hashem, you know, science has allowed us, a kashrus organization has a laboratory. We're not soymech on roivs mit chazokis, with all hagam der mefurish gemoris. And shuvahs all over the place. And Ilkas Pesach, look at what they were matir. Chalila, who would eat that today? Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. We have chumras across the board in everything. Except maybe not in Chosh and Mishpat. They were still Soymach on the old kulis. That's Maise. That's Maise. What do you have to be holding? Chumris are in Mesillas Yesharim under Chassidus. Now, you know, the ladder of Pinchas Ben Yair means you go step by step. We're holding by Chassidus. He defines what a chumra is. You learn the shita, you learn a shita that we don't paskin like, and it's time or mireh, and out of avas Hashem and Yerushamayim, you want to keep it. That's really what a chumra is supposed to be. So, I'll say that today, I guess it's Akshadora, and we're not keeping it midin Avas Hashem and Yerushamayim necessarily, but maybe because it's Minig Amokim, it's part of being. That's not what it's supposed to be. So you have a Talmud Chochem that's going even past what's Mokubal. Chumris and Hidurim. Does he have Avas Hashem and real Yerushamayim deep down? No, he's playing the game. He would never do an Aver. But he's lacking the pnimius for his darga of observance. So all of us, again, we have to justify by saying it's the minig amokim. The minig amokim in the olamai yeshivas, maybe. And it's good. And I don't want you to be mekel akiyuzet. That's what a yeshiva man does. That's what a yeshiva man does. And we spend money on it. It would be a serious nefesh. They're a serious nefesh. Our lifestyle is very expensive. With raves and chazakas, life would be so much cheaper. But then you got somebody who's holding even in a bigger place. Again, this in the old days it was less confusing because the Hamoin Am, including, you know, people didn't keep so many chumras. Anyone that did was a Talmud Chochem. And for him, the real test of Teuche Kavare is it coming from Chassidus? Are you holding there? And if not, then it's not Teuche Kavare. So today I'd say, because this is what's done by everybody, it's somebody who keeps a higher level. And you know, there are chumras, there are chumras. A Rebbe of mine once said, there was a certain new man. When he got an aliyah, he said, Birkas HaTorah. As my Rebbe put it to him. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu would have sounded like. So he said, I know him. He's holding there. That's how he makes Birkas HaShachar. That's how he says Birkas HaTor in the morning. When someone is leading a lifestyle that puts him on a higher level where he's... Furthermore, in terms of his being a Talmud Chacham, meaning in terms of his yediyas, today we'd also say it's not just yediyas, his amkis, his ability to come up with a lumdish hagdora, we say, wow, he hit it on the nail. Hit the nail on the head. No, not the way. And inside, has no relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom for real. See, that's not Toichai Kevaro.
Someone who's not a
Balmidas,
is that a different
story? Someone who's not a Balmidas, that's part of Varoy. That's a different story. That's the Shaila of him being Malach Hashem Tzvokis, if you should learn from him or not. But the first thing in Toichai Kevaroy is something else, where we have, it's very difficult to know. Maybe if you get to know someone up close, there's a Havam in it. But Toichai Kevaroy is not inconsistency in terms of Maise. It's inconsistency in terms of Toichai and Varoy. That means he's holding all the way up there in Maise, but in terms of his Machshava, in terms of Dveikis Bashem, he's nowhere. So that's a Chiddush, but all the Shailas of can I take him for a Rebbe, can I not take him for a Rebbe, whoever knows? Whoever knows? Halavai, we should be able to be honest with ourselves and know ourselves if it's Toichai Kevaroy. I think it's Varoy. Somebody that mamish acts like a Balgaiva, his problem is that it's not Toichai Kevaroy. His problem is that there's an inconsistency. He's not a Malach Hashem Tzvokis.
How did Rav
Gamliel know to be Malachim? I started
off with
that's not Pshat. Poshup, what's Poshup Pshat? You have to be Rav Gamliel to be Malachim. But it's interesting. No, that's not the Lashon. They were Machriz that Talmud Chacham was not to come, shouldn't come. They trusted people themselves. They trusted them. Poshup Pshat is they trusted them. If you know that you're not Toichai Kevaroy, you're not welcome in the Beis Medrash.
Doesn't say there's a shamer?
What?
Doesn't say there was a shamer?
There was a shamer, yeah. But it said that whoever's not Toichai Kevaroy shouldn't come, no?
What's a shamer for?
I guess he would ask them. He would ask them, you know, like the shomrim today. He's carrying a gun. You know?
How does the person check themselves?
So the emes is that there's a chesed from Shamayim that if you really want to know, the Rav Shem will help you. Will help you find the truth. But for that, you have to really, you want to face the emes. And the tachlis is not to knock yourself and call yourself names and say, so I guess I'm not a Talmud Chacham. But the tachlis is to work on Baruch, on Toichai. To work on Toichai. You have to work on your pneumias. You're going to ask the kasha, Hamor Sheboy, Yachsuren Lamutav. Here we are again. If you learn like Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, you become Reb Chaim Shmulevitz.
Who's not doing the
chumras,
he's not pretending to do the
chumras,
he's a Talmud Chacham. And another Talmud Chacham
who's
doing the
chumras,
but he's not holding there, he's not a Talmud Chacham. I don't understand.
The problem with someone who's not Toichai Kevaroy is that His pneumius doesn't match his pneumius doesn't match his chitzonius. If you got he's some level of a Talmud Chacham. You have to know what a Talmud Chacham is. Some level of a Talmud Chacham. See, some level of a pneumius. If deep down he's a koifer, you got a problem.
Again, you have one guy that is midas, is everything is consistent, but he's on level 10. You have another guy, he's on level 50, and then and level 80 in one, and then level 50 in the other. So there's inconsistency, but at least he has the 10 of the smaller guy.
He has the 10 of the smaller guy, but he's presenting himself as a bigger guy. Einoi Talmud Chacham means the gap is a psul.
So the 10%
the gap is a psul. A little guy whose Yiras Shamayim matches his level of observance doesn't have that psul. He's not. What? Wasn't right. Who said Sarur? Rabbi Elchanan. He was talking about when there's a discrepancy among the Midas, he's very big in this and not in that. Here we're talking about that your insides have little to do with where you're on the outside. Yeah.
The notion of the external arousal.
So it's a shiloh where you apply it and where not, and that's a temporary matzif. And it's being done l'shem building your insides, which is already not absurd. See, Mesilas Yesharim brings it with regard to Zrizus. Others bring it for other things too. But whatever it is, that's a process. If you stay that way forever, then it's obviously not working. I would say you should work on bringing up the Toichoi. It may be easier to bring up the Toichoi if he stops pretending. It may be. But I don't know. What's this?
Where is it? Really inaccurate.
Really, it's that he's showing off. It's not Teichi Gavar. I mean, he's crazy. Except that, I mean, he wasn't fooling anybody because everyone knew who he was. I was just bringing that as a marshal. It was very on pointed out. You know, he's presenting himself one way, but he has no shaykhis to it. That which is the ikur of Toicha Kavara is you have no shaykhis to your level of observance. You have no shaykhis to it. So I don't think the answer is to observe less. The answer is to work on your toich. How do you work on your toich? Take out a Mesilas Yesharim and start from Perek Aleph. Not just start. Sit on Perek Aleph. Sit on Perek Aleph.
Lies to
so some people lie to themselves, and some people are busy lying to everybody else. In other words, are you in a matzav that you are honest enough to know that you're lying to everybody, or are you in a place where you don't even know that you're lying to everybody? The shaila is who's worse: Stotim Lekan, Stotim Lekan. We should have no. The tzad not to do that is why lose your sheifas?
The fact that there's something more honest will develop.
What's that?
The fact that somebody becomes more honest with themselves.
No, it's very good. That's a very good thing. But you should also have sheifas, not just to work on not portraying yourself as more than you are, but of trying to become more. So it's a real question, which way it should go. I think Pasha says he should work on his pneumias. And his pneumias catch up. If he's mamish, you know, if he's all the way up there, then...
Doesn't mean learning more than he's holding? Like learning that it's more of a massive than it really is? Or...
Whoa, 1 second. Hasmada, good, you got a question. You know, the Bali Musar, they question everything. But there a klal hasmada comes. Hasmada does come from an avas Torah. At times hasmada can come from, you know, bishful shei kari rav like these. But B'derek klal hasmad is coming from a good place, or hasmad sometimes is running away from other responsibilities. Sometimes you have that. But b'derek klal hasmad is one of the more difficult things to build if you don't have a pnimius. Real hasmad is hard work.
That someone's
toicha
is higher than
his bottom? Yeah, could it be? Yes. It shouldn't be. His toicha should make him be more. His toicha should push him. Unless he's being mastered.
Slabatka?
What?
Slabatka?
There are things that they hid. There were things that they hid. The whole idea there was show as little as possible. One of the big areas that they fought about was Lavush. Lavush. And Bechlawa. I mean, their whole shita, the whole shita of Slabatka was don't show a thing. It should all be Pnimi. Yeah. Now comes the other one. And that's the case of the Talmud Chacham, who has Midas issues. His chesaron is not a shayla of Teich Gavaroi. His shayla is he's not a Malach Hashem Tzvokas. And now we have a Chazal telling you. If your Rebbe is a Malach Hashem Tzvokas, learn from him. If not, not. So first was, what's a Malach? What is a Malach? So there are two Mahalachim. One Mahalach is Midas. One Mahalach is Midas. The other Mahalach is Mamish like Teuche Kevare. What?
Ram says that no Midas is the Midas.
That what?
Ram says in Shemayim Prophet, no Midas is the Midas.
That what?
No Midas is the Midas.
That no?
Nobody was able to become a Shalom
Midas. Yeah, I mean, to be a Shalom Midas was Yaakov Avinu. Malach Hashem Tzvokas means he's all the way up there. Doesn't mean he's a Malach Mamish. But he's all the way up there.
Lefi the door.
Lefi his ideas. But there's another pshat they say, which is Mamish Teuchi Kavara. It's not so much the pshat, I've heard it in the yeshivas over the years. What is a Malach? What's the whole word of a malach? What's a malach? A malach is a tafkir. A malach is somebody who doesn't really have a mind of his own, with all the kashas on it. He is a shtik rotzen Hashem. Every malach is a shtik rotzen Hashem. There's a particular rotzen of the Rabbanu Shalom that gets expressed in a malach. There's Rafal, there's Gavriel. Every malach. And then there are all the river voice of Malachim are all there for the different ritzoinus of the Rabbanu Shem to carry them out. They're not these things with wings and halos. It's Ratzon Hashem in the interim stage before it affects Olam Hazeh. That means the Olam Asiyah. It's in the upper Olams. So what's a Malach? A Malach means there's no, as they say in the yeshiva, there's no zich, there's no him. It's not about him. Him doesn't count. It's all about fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, whether it's building his Talmidim. But it's not about him. That if an emes, if you're chutzpedik to him, it's nothing personal. He can decide whether or not that's a pegi and kavod atara that you have to be corrected with, but he doesn't take anything personally. And he doesn't take anything personally in terms of credit for whatever his chidushim are. He's just an eved. Al tachzik toiv al atzmo ki lekach noi tzoreto. That's already much more edel. But it's still in midas. It is not mamish the toicha kavaroi, because it manifests itself in midas. The first thing to measure is, you know, gaiva smells. You can smell a bal gaiva. I would use another word. It smells very bad. Talmud Chochma Bal Gaiva shouldn't be a Rebbe. I knows how to learn. So what did Rebbe Meir do with Acher? He held he was able to choose. So first of all, I mean, Acher is something we can't really understand that well. He went all the way up there and he got a toss all the way up there. He thought he saw Shtei Rishuyas. I mean, you're not talking about this mushness in midas. You're talking about somebody whose dais got confused because he went all the way up there and the Nisoyin, the Gamazelu Mazeh, where even when you get all the way up there, it's confusing. He didn't pass that test. You're not talking about a behemah, you're not talking about a mushchis. What you're talking about is a toya who got all the way up there and didn't pass the test when you get all the way up there. The shaila is, the Rebbe is a mushchis. You can learn from him. So you see, if you're taking learning how to learn, you know, it's like math. Tell me, does it say that a math teacher has to be a Balmidis? What?
And he's a person who's bad. Stay away from him. Teacher or not teacher?
A math teacher. You're a kid in high school, and you're in high school that has Limudei Chol. You know, I don't know what's doing in the high schools today, in the Mesiftas. In our days, we had Freiden teaching, we had Goyim teaching. Well, in elementary school, they try getting more and more, you know, yeshiva-like. Yeah. What grade was it? We had a math teacher. Yeah, we learned geometry in elementary school. We had a frog, a yeshiva man. So he gave us an assignment to work out the area of a chaznish, a pair of talis cotton, you know, and you had to figure out how to take out the circle in the middle and what the size had to be, because the chaznish held it on the two sides, it has to be on the maruba. That was very nice, but that was the exception. What's that? Yeah. Also, in elementary school, we had a physics teacher who is a Chaim Berliner, who got himself a doctorate in physics, and decided that he was going to teach physics in yeshiva elementary schools. That was an exception. The rest of the teachers were there already. So there, maybe harchik, maybe the yeshiva shouldn't, you know, they should have been more careful. And agav, some of these people were bad influences. In elementary school, I don't remember, but in high school, for sure, some were bad influences. They weren't the kind of people that you want to be mashpi on your kids. But in terms of not learning math from such a person, there's a chesaron in the math you learn from him. Torah is different. Torah is different. What do you think? It's a Chaznish used to say, if you're in the middle of learning and along comes a mitzvah she'ef shalasa yidei acherim, so you have to stop. So he said, how do you learn Pasha? So, you know, okay, I'll finish till you know the next place to stop, and then I'll go do the mitzvah. He said, no. The halacha is you're supposed to stop. How come? He said, I understand. You know, you're reading a book. I want to finish the chapter. You're learning Torah. That's Torah's Hashem. And when the Rebbe Hashem tells you to go do a mitzvah, she'ev shalasa yidei acherim, then you're mechuyev to go do the mitzvah. So you stop. You're not doing this as a hobby. You're not doing this as a profession. You're doing this as the Ratzon Hashem. You're learning the Rebbe Hashem's Torah because he told you to. You're being mizdavik by his bar, by being mizdavik in his chokhmah. And he says right now, go do a mitzvah. Go do the mitzvah. Don't say, well, 1 second, I'm in the middle of a sentence. I'm just trying. I almost have pshat. Good. So you'll figure it out when you come back. That was a chiddush the Chazon Ish. What? Yeah, but now I'm chayiv in the mitzvah. He used to say the ikur is that you have to understand you're learning Torah's Hashem, and if this is what Hashem says to do, so go. The reason you wouldn't do it is because you're in the middle of something. What am I in the middle of something? I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem. Now the Ratzon Hashem is go to the mitzvah. And what?
Zorak Beimora, Rebbe told his son.
Zorak Mama.
Once again, Gaiva smells. There's Gaiva and there's other stuff. Gaiva smells. Gaiva is all about you. It's not the Torah delay. Look, Gaiva, what does it say that? That you could be moichel on your COVID. That you could be moichel on your COVID. It's a kula. Even though it's a chesaron in COVID on Torah, you have the right to be moichel because it's Torah delay. Not the other way around. It's Torah delay, so you gotta. The other mamish, the other way around. Torah delay that you can be mako on demanding kovod haTorah. It's not a miktsoya. It's not stam a miktsoya. It's not just I want to be a lamed like him. It's Torah Hashem. It's a whole package. Mamash, a whole package. This is all nice in theory. Now you're going to ask kashas. We got all kinds of mashpiyim today, all kinds of. You have different kinds of Rashi Yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, the Olam HaTorah has grown. Baruch Hashem. And when it grows, it means you have all types. More than that, I always say this, even when I was growing up, as late as that, it was still not the done thing. You still had to stand up to the scorn of everybody else while you were in yeshiva. Rove of the Talmidim that came out of the Mesiftis did not stay in yeshiva. Say Rove, mamish, the overwhelming majority. You know, it was always a... Kvetching the bank. Bank kvetches. Busy pressing on the bench. That's what you do all day. Parasites, they called us. If you decided to continue learning, you must have meant it. Baruch Hashem, we're way past that. Adarab, if you don't continue in yeshiva, if you don't learn for a couple of years in Kerala after you get married, there's something wrong with you. If you don't say in a shidduch that you're going to learn for a couple of years after you get married, who's going to marry you? Baruch Hashem, it's changed. Baruch Hashem, it's changed. But there's an expense. The Mesiris Nefesh is gone. No, you didn't learn it unless you were for real. Why else would you? People weren't supporting you. It was not easy to get a shidduch. The world has changed. The world has changed, and because of that, you got all kinds. And yes, it's a certain personality. A successful mashpia of any sort, certainly if he's a balkishrin and can put together a good shtickel Torah, you know, has that charismatic personality where he can get people to do whatever he wants, and it goes to his head. And in Mela, it attracts people like that. It mamash attracts people like that. So you got plenty of people. I'm not talking about Gedolei Yisrael. No one becomes a Gedolei Yisrael like that. But there are plenty of people in such positions. There are mushkosim and midas. Do you send there? Do you go learn there? Really not. I mean, we have lots of Makairis here. Really not. What do they want to say? They're more in the halachas of Kibud Rabbi. Talks about today, we don't really have a Rav. Because Rabbi in the days of Chazal is the one that taught you Torah Shebal Peh. The Mesorah of Torah Shebal Peh was Rebbe to Talmud. If not for your Rebbe, you wouldn't know Torah Shebal Peh. Hayoim are eager limitus from Svarim. The Shaila is, who is your Rebbe? So Parsh is the one who taught you how to use Svarim. Parsh of the Ramah, it's the one that taught you how to take Halacha L'maisa out of the Masorah that's in the Svarim. We take it as the one who gave you a Derech and Limud. The one you got your Derech HaLimud from. That's a Rebbe. If you're really looking to a Rebbe to give you a derech and limud, if he's a mushchis, find somebody else.
Even if someone feels like they connect to this mahalat and they try to find someone else.
Shaz, what are you going to get with it? What are you going to get with it?
What if he's a Ben Aliyah, like he makes mistakes, but he's Moto Olamis?
No, I'm not talking about that. Yeah, again, that was the point that people made. The Malach Hashem Svokis is not literal. That's not literal.
Any system, it's everything. The guys in Shir, today's Gimel, whatever it is, and one year will be like this, one year like that.
The Shaz who's giving you a Derech. I mean, how many Rosh Yeshivas give a Derech HaLimud anyway? There are plenty of Rosh Yeshivas that are just performing. It usually goes together with that kind of personality. The Rosh Yeshiva who says such a great shiur, that you couldn't possibly think of that yourself, and you never will. So what's he teaching you to do? Be mechabed him. So I know I've brought it up in other settings here.
And you want to show how great the theory is. I mean, leave this closed.
Fine. It's good to be one.
Is there such a thing?
Yes, there is such a thing, but not if that's all he ever does. I mean, he's usually teaching you something, no? You know, when I was in the mirror, so, you know, we had, there were three shir klolis a week. There's Rav Nochem, Rav Beinish, and Rav Chaim. Rav Nochem was giving us a derech halimud every time when the shir was over, you asked yourself, why didn't I think of that? Until you were, until you started being mechavan to it. That was a derech halimud. And in every shir klali, at some point he said, "Echzog garnished." Like, isn't that pashit? No one else says it, but isn't it pashit? That's where we got our derech halimud from. But Beinish tried to convince us that he wasn't saying anything. Is there a Beinish? He couldn't understand why anyone stays in shir. He'd get up and talk in a monotone. You have to really work hard to realize that he's saying something really good. Why was he saying shir? Because that was his job. Chavrus and I once went over to him and asked him a kasha on the shir after shir. He looked at us like we're crazy. You mean you were listening? That's a personality. That was Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim, first of all, he knew Kol HaTorah Kula Bal Peh, Mila B'Mila. I mean, literally, every sefer in print, the only sefer he didn't know by heart as a sefer he held was wrong. Otherwise, he would memorize every sefer. And he was a goyin. He was a goyin. Every shir was a tiny ruchni. He was dancing around Kol HaTorah Kula. Yeah, he was showing us how big Torah was, but he taught us something else also. He taught us, he gave us shifis, not that it was, you know, you'll be able to come up with the, you know, his harifis or whatever. That wasn't what he was showing. He made all of Torah open to us. Meaning there was no such thing as something in Torah that you shouldn't be learning, that you shouldn't get yourself a yediyah in. He definitely broadened, he also broadened our yediyahs. You know, where else would you, where else are you going to hear the lumdis in Zeroyim and Tyrus when you're learning Bava Kama? Tamet medameya menasach, he said a shir klali on each one of them. Three of them were malachi Hashem tzvokis. Let's push it. Rav Nochem gave the Talmidim Rishus to say over his shiurim without mentioning his name, pretend it's yours. And there were Kama Rashi Yeshivas that actually did it. That's what you got to look for. Okay, I mean, Marsha
is the person that hears a lashing from his Rebbe.
He
gets yelled at by his Rebbe.
Yeah.
He's oichet to Abi Machin ben Dam Ledam.
Yeah.
He gets yelled at twice by his Rebbe, then he's machin to So if in din, the din, I think it's mashma that the Rebbe owed him incorrectly.
Why? Who said it's incorrectly?
It sounds like the Talmud should have ran away, and he sticks it.
Because
out.
I thought Rav Nachum was very sharp and sheer. I mean,
not 2020. We're talking about back then.
I'm saying. If you ask something, if you ask the kasha and it was out of place, you'd get it over your head.
That was a compliment.
What?
That's a compliment, but I'm
not. You take it as like, I mean, he was very careful. He was very careful who he was talking to. There were some people that he sugarcoated it, and there were other people that he was ruthless with. If he thought you could handle it, he was ruthless.
No, I'm saying there's much more that the Talmud had the rights to run away because there was
injustice. Because injustice. I remember. We had a guy in Shir. He lives in Bnei Brak now. He's a Rosh Hashiva or something. I don't know what he is. But he was an American. He spoke up in Shir in Yiddish with a very heavy American accent. He was a shtickly Luyish. And so I remember one particular kash. Yeah. The shayla about what's called in the zikin, can you call a cotton miskaven? But I actually say you can't call a cotton miskaven. So he said, he asked in shir, what do you mean? If a shor can be called kavanose lahazik, why not a cotton? So Nachum looks at him and says, well, maybe in America the kids have kavanah lahazik. So I guess all the Americans could have stood up and walked out, huh?
That's the one I'm talking about.
I think so.
So why is the person zeicher to anything? He said a stupid shot. He's asking for it. He doesn't deserve to.
He's asking for it. He's asking for it. No, he's not asking for it. He's not asking for it. But there was another one. Ooh, there was somebody else in Shira. Yeah, somebody else. He's another Mechashev today. Came to Shir, and Rav Nachum tore him to pieces on a regular basis. Mamash, on a regular basis. And he taught him how to learn. Mamash taught him how to learn.
The time of the kicked out dog that said, whoever ate garlic, get out of here.
I mean, Mitzad Echor, it's a lack of Kavod HaTorah. To come with smelling of garlic, mitzad sheni, it's, you know, it's still malbim pnei chaver b'rabim.
So he's supposed to learn
that? Yeah. Except that there was a machlekes there. It was a, you know, are you supposed to go and not be malbim ponev? So they all left. You know.
But a normal person that just is angry, but he gives you the derech halimun that's right.
Gives you the derech halimun, hits you over the head when you say a svar, and it hurts you. There was a father that came. A father who was a mamish nadim gadol, who came to Rav Nachum from Chutz Laretz, and he asked him, "Please be more gentle on my son. You're breaking him."
There are people that the mamish.
Huh?
That's what I'm trying to bring out. That was
wrong. Rav Nachum was trying to teach him how to learn, and he called him names every time he said something that wasn't in place. And his father felt that it was hurting him, you know, that he was becoming a broken person.
If I know by myself, I go.
What? He toned down. He toned down.
If I know by myself that this guy's hurting me, he's a mushkes, but he's the only one.
No.
He's the only one that's giving me the death name of the dead guy that I am for, and I'm willing to take it.
He's doing it at b'toras mushkes. Because his Ben Adam HaChaveru is atrocious, yeah. Or that's his nusach in learning?
No, he's atrocious. I mean, Rosh Kippur, very famous. He he teaches people how to learn, and he has his pets or whatever, and the imam, she tears into pieces, and one of them told me, even asked him to go easy on him. He says, I'm building you up. I'm getting ready for the next.
So who says that he's not doing it? He's a mushkis outside of Shir also? You do business with him, he also tears it to pieces?
He tears everybody to pieces. Everybody.
No. I don't know if he's a mushkis.
I mean, Mahmoud
but I mean, again, teaching people how to learn, that's a shita. That is a shita. And it does work. What am I talking about? The Alta from Slabodka did it.
Not only she, it's hard to explain.
The Alta from Slabodka did it. There's a famous story, the Alta from Slabodka, he did it to everyone, Mamish, all the Gdolei Ador he tore to pieces. All of them. There are a few famous stories. The one with Rav Hutner is the best. He sent someone on Yom Kippur before Nila to go to Rav Hutner and ask him his mother's name so he can daven for him. So Rav Hutner starts walking towards the altar. And he said, don't come in my Dalet Amis. Don't come in my Dalet Amis. What he did to Rav Ruderman. Good eye, that altar was there. He was there. He was the genius in creating Gedolei Ador.
What if someone, they know they're Mokobo Gedolei and they know they're titled, but to them, that's the way they get the message. For them, they get the message that it's Midas Rice. In other words, this person has a Gusan Hogan. This is the way that they teach this Talmud. But they get the message.
It doesn't fit with your sensitivities. You don't have the right to call him a mushkis. So you can learn from him. If you mamish, if you feel, if you can't understand that there's a mahalach here, if you don't feel that there's a mahalach here and you're going to get broken, so leave. If you're going to be fatayned on him, then leave.
You don't learn.
What? But you should be fatayned. You should have understand this person. This is the way he does things. There are magidei shir that are tough. I'm not. That's not a mushchis. The mushchasim I'm talking about are people like I was saying before. A mushchis means somebody where it's all about him. It's personal. What you're talking about is someone who has a rough manner. A rough manner. There would be people that are rough manner. Beshita, mamish, gdoili oilum. There was a pachet to be near them.
Lav davka was the whole thing b'shita. It could be a taku as a personality.
It could be it's a personality also. It could be. But it's not ashchose. Ashchose means there's a... It's about him.
It's Rashi. If you come over to my chasna, sorry Rashi, if you ask him to talk him a learning... He says to Bracham, you think I'm What's that?
I don't know. I don't know where it's coming from. I mamish don't know where it's coming from.
Bracham goes to him for fahers, he rips them to pieces, and he doesn't accept them. He's
got standards. The Shalos, does he have standards, or is it something else? Or could Stambi, he doesn't understand, tell me, I don't know. It could be many different things. When it... The idea of a mushkis in midas is he smells. That's what it means.
How's it good if someone saw that he might be how's it good to act in a way?
The idea is you're coming to be built up, and this is l'tov vascha. Spoke out this morning that Rabbi Chanan writes, and all of ben adam l'chaveroi, if it's l'tov vascha, it's mutter. If it's a tevosai, it's mutter. But it's got to be that it's coming with tevosai, not because you're this big bal gaiva. I said gaiva smells. Unless the Talmud, the Talmud is having a personal problem. In which case, if Imamish is having a personal problem, go somewhere else. It's not going
to
be good for you.
You
don't have to be someone big to smell gaiva. It smells. Mamish smells.
That
explains all the when you're dealing with a mashpia, who's controlling people, who's making demands on people that you know are personal, have nothing to do with building them. That's the kind of person you stay away. He makes a mistake and won't take achrayas for it. And that someone mentioned it before. That's mamish a litmus test. If he makes a mistake and will not apologize, he will not take achrayas for it, something's wrong. Something's wrong.
I didn't follow before we limited to someone who's more a derech, who tells you that derech alibun. Why, if you want to go to the shir and you need us to Torah stam, why is it okay if he doesn't have midos?
He's not your Rebbe. That's not called your Rebbe. That's not your Rebbe. You want to get your ideas and get ideas from anyone. As long as you're not choishes that they're false ideas.
We said Torah is not like
maths. We hold a Rebbe. You can get Yedias from Sfarim also. We hold that a Rebbe today is the one that gives you a Derech HaLimud. Get a Derech HaLimud from someone that you know is not about him. Then we have other issues. This I started introducing it before and then I got distracted. A Rebbe that has midas issues that don't really affect you. He overeats. He has no control over himself when it comes to food. So if you're talking about a Rebbe who happens to be big because of his metabolism, that's something else. It's nothing. The guy just, he eats. If he doesn't have self-control, that's a problem. That's a problem.
What if it's clearly a disorder?
What do you mean by disorder?
It's like completely out of anything that's normal. It's out of a person's natural type.
Addiction?
That's a problem. That means he doesn't have control over himself. That's mamish a problem. That's mamish a problem.
It's not within
his bechir anymore. What do they say about that?
Smoking. When
he was
15, so he finally was out of control. And now
he's famous. I once asked a real choshev et Talmud Chacham, mamish, an immense choshev et Talmud Chacham. I asked him why he smokes. He said, I started smoking as a yeshiva bachur. The koiches that it would take for me to stop, I don't have those koiches. It would take away a lot from my learning. I regret it totally. That was what he said. So I regret it totally, but the koiches it would take to stop, it would take me too much out of my life. I can't afford that those koiches now.
It's acceptable?
What?
That's acceptable?
In terms of me, this I accepted it. What? In terms of midas, I accepted it totally. I don't see that as a chesaron in midas.
Should
have
raised up his darbies.
What?
Should have raised up his pnimius. He should have raised his pnimius.
I mean, he's saying openly, it'll take a lot of work. And by the way, to stop smoking is a big thing. And he said it'll take away from my learning. I can't do it.
Not a chesaron, like take the meat of taking
arthritis
for your health and your body.
Sure, it is, but he says he's stuck there, and the investment that it would take to stop at this point, he didn't feel he can do it. So you don't have to agree with him, but at least you know he's telling you like it is, and he's an honest person, and he's not trying to justify what he's doing, and he tells you he regrets it, and he tells you that he has a chesaron, but he's stuck there, but he tells you his cheshbon. I don't know. I was willing to, as much as I have a hard time with smoke, I was willing to accept that. And it fits in with who he is. He's mamish. He's a big person.
The Rebbe would say something about a smoker. If the Magid Shir, the Rebbe is a smoker, you shouldn't go there.
When I was on the board of the Cheder in Chofetz Chaim, one of our rules was we are not going to hire any Melamed that smokes. A, he's not the kind of person we're looking for. B, it's a terrible message to the Talmidim.
If you want a Rebbe who does smoke, you should investigate him, ask him a question like that, and ask him if he's...
I know what he's going to do with it.
The whole society, the Israeli society, I don't smoke. Why is it so sorry?
You want a Rebbe who justifies what he does by saying everyone does it? That's a Rebbe. Isn't that what a Rebbe is supposed to teach you not to do? Trying to make you not do what everybody does? The everyone does it philosophy is what explains everybody who does Averis. To make a Talmud Chacham means I don't do what everybody does. I do what's right.
To learn, if someone who's a baki, not in the Ikar Dara Chalimud, but let's say in a certain Indian Machshava or something like that, a big mitzaya, and Taka, he has a big chisir, he doesn't have control over himself or something like that, he's real chisir. Is that...
That's much more than just getting a deus. I wouldn't go for it. I wouldn't go for it. I would not go for such a thing. Yeah. Okay, it's late. I hope I got the message across. I hope it was clear. With all the questions, we didn't look too much into the Makaris, but...
Looking at the future son-in-law, the same thing, overweight would be a problem. Doesn't matter how much I'm weighing.
You gotta know he lacks self-control. Is that his issue? You gotta find out.
It's nice when someone's like crazy. He's from his health, it was destroying him. Like, but mamish, like in a certain mitzvah, it was mamish, not shy. So. I mean, such a type of person that would be like. Could is